about the glories of Krishna and the importance of remembering Krishna and the necessity to remember Krishna if we want to achieve our true goal of love of Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. This particular verse deals very much with going back to Godhead and the difference between Godhead and Hellhead, which is here on the earth planet. And, excuse me. So, I'll begin. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 6, Text 19. I'm going to go right into the verse because it's a rather lengthy purport. Padeshu sarva bhutani pumsaha sthiti pado vidu amritam kshemam abhayam trimurdhano Dai Murdasu Padeshu Sarva Bhutani Pumsahastiti Padovidu Amritam Shemam Abhayam Trimudno Dai Murdasu Padeshu sarva bhutani Pumsa stiti pado vidu Amritam shemam abhayam Trimurdno dahi murdasu. Please chant. Trimurdhno dahi murdasu. Padeshu sarva bhutani Pumsahi stiti pado vidu Anyone else? Any on the male side? Female, please. Thank you. Matajis. Padeshu sarva bhutani Pumsastiti Mbadu Vidu Amritam Kshemam Abhayam Anyone else? Okay. We'll do the word by word synonyms now. Padeshu, in the 1/4, sarva, all, bhutani, living entities, pumsaha, of the Supreme Person, stiti padha, the reservoir of all material opulence, vidu, you should know, amritam, deathlessness, shemam, all happiness, free from the anxiety of old age, diseases, etc. Abhayam, fearlessness, trimurdanha, beyond the three higher planetary systems, adhayi, exist, modasu, beyond the material coverings. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is to be known as the supreme reservoir of all material opulences, by the 1/4 of His energy in which all the living entities exist. So that means that all the opulences are reserved in Himself. And any opulences we see in the world come from His reservoir or from Him. Deathlessness. Everybody knows what deathlessness is? Raise your hand if you don't know. Okay, everybody knows deathlessness? What does deathlessness mean? Pardon? Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Deathlessness is no death. Fearlessness means no fear. And freedom from the anxieties of old age and disease exist in the kingdom of God, which is beyond the three higher planetary systems and beyond the material coverings. Purport. One of the total manifestations of Sandini energy, or Sandini energy of the Lord, 1/4 is displayed in the material world. 1/4 of the Lord's energies is displayed in the material world. 3/4 are displayed in the spiritual world. The Lord's energy is divided into 3 component parts, namely Sandini, Samvat, and Ladini. In other words, we all know what those words mean, I believe. Sandini means eternality or existence, and Samvat means knowledge, and Ladini means bliss or pleasure. In other words, He is the full manifestation of existence, knowledge, and bliss. In the material world, such a sense of existence, knowledge, and pleasure is meagerly exhibited, hardly exhibited. And all living entities who are minute parts and parcels of the Lord are eligible to relish such consciousness of existence, knowledge, and bliss very minutely in the liberated stage. Whereas in the conditioned stage of material existence, they can hardly appreciate what is the factual, existential, cognizable, and pure happiness of life, or the bliss of life. The liberated souls who exist in far greater numerical strength than those souls in the material world can factually experience the potency of the above-mentioned Sandini, Samvat, and Ladini energies of the Lord in the matter of deathlessness, fearlessness, and freedom from old age and disease. I'm going to read that again. The liberated souls who exist in far greater numerical strength than those souls in the material world can factually experience the potency of the above-mentioned Sandini, Samvit, Ladini energies, existence, knowledge, and bliss, energies of the Lord in the matter of deathlessness, fearlessness, and freedom from old age and disease. In the material world, the planetary systems are arranged in three spheres called Triloka, or Svarga, Martya, and Patala. Patala being the one way down underneath the, and then we have the Svarga, which is where the demigods live. And Martya, I think, is being, normally the name Martya is usually up above the sun planet. But anyway, the third, we have three. We have the lower, Patala, Satala, Talatala, all those. And then we have Svarga, which is the heavenly planets. And then we have Martya, which is supposed to be here, which is generally referred to as Bur, the earth planet. In any event, there are three levels. I'm not going to argue with the words because Martya is also referred to as being in above the sun planet. So that's all I can say. The threefold of the worlds. Three levels, upper, middle, and lower. And all of them constitute only one-fourth of the total Sandini energy. Beyond that is the spiritual sky where the Vaikuntha planets exist beyond the coverings of seven material strata. So there are different coverings of the material world. Let's be taken outside, please. This is an interruption from a class or something. Okay, getting back here. In the material world, the planetary systems are arranged. If anyone has cell phones, please turn them off for the time being. We can turn them back on after the class. In the material world, the planetary systems are arranged in three spheres called Triloka, or three. Triloka means three. Sarga, Martya, and Patala. And all of them constitute only one-fourth of the total Sandini energy. Beyond that is the spiritual sky where the Vaikuntha planets exist beyond the coverings of the seven material strata. In none of the Triloka planetary systems can one experience the status of immortality. In none of the Triloka planetary systems can one experience the status of immortality, full knowledge, and full bliss. Those who are in the upper three planetary systems are called Sattvika planets. Upper three planetary systems are called Sattvika planets because they provide facilities for a long duration of life and relative freedom from disease and old age. So in the heavenly planets, there are lower heavenly planets, such as those occupied by Indraloka, Indradev, or called Indraloka, or Vayu Loka, Varuna Loka, Surya Loka. So these are lower heavenly planets. There are higher heavenly planets, and I believe that is what this is referring to, because the life of Lord Brahma, or the life of the Kumaras, or the life of those persons who are in the planetary systems of Tapaloka and Janaloka and Martyaloka, these Mahaloka? Sorry, thank you. But isn't there a Martya? No? I'm sorry? Again, please. Okay, yeah, that's... Thank you very much. I was confusing that, which is also referred to as skips my mind now. Boer planet, same thing, yeah. So the upper three planetary systems are called sattvika planets because they provide facilities for a long duration of life and relative freedom. I just gave you the four planets which are considered very high, starting from Satyaloka or Brahmaloka and Tapaloka and then Janaloka and then, can you repeat what?
Maharloka.
Thank you. Yeah, so these are planets which are occupied by persons who are, generally speaking, very highly advanced, but not so advanced as those who are in the eternal world or the spiritual world. They still have a ways to go. The great sages and saints are promoted beyond the heavenly planets to Maharloka. Now, it seems to me from what is being said here is there Maharloka is even above Brahmaloka. No. Oh, I explain that to me so that, because let me finish this and then we can go back to the question that I just asked you. So it says, are promoted beyond the heavenly planets, to Maharloka. Okay? But that also is not the place of complete fearlessness, because at the end of one kalpa, which is 4,320,000,000 years, the Maharloka is annihilated. Okay? And the inhabitants have to transport themselves to still higher planets. So obviously, the higher planets I believe that is being talked about are the Vaikuntha planets. In fact, it is mentioned in a number of places that even Lord Brahma, when he is ready to depart from the body that he is in, he rises or he goes to the Vaikuntha planets, most likely, but not necessarily. It depends on how he performed his job. So getting back, Kalpa, the Maharloka is annihilated and the inhabitants have to transport themselves to still higher planets. Yet even on these planets, no one is immune to death. So we're still in the material world. I want to make that really clear. Because it says here, yet even on these planets that they transfer themselves to, no one is immune to death. There may be a comparative extension of life, expansion of knowledge, and sense of full bliss, but factual deathlessness, fearlessness, and freedom from old age, diseases, etc., are possible only beyond the material spheres of the coverings of the material sky. I'll read that again. These, which I just mentioned, factual deathlessness, fearlessness, and freedom from old age, diseases, etc., are possible only beyond the material spheres of the coverings of the material sky. Such things are situated on the head, adhai mudaso. I assume that means the head of the highest level or the head of the Lord. You had mentioned something, Archita. Would you like to add to that? Because I stopped you to finish the purport. It's okay? Okay. Now, Maharloka, it's, according to this, the saints and the sages are promoted beyond the heavenly planets to Maharloka. So Maharloka is being differentiated from the heavenly planets. But that also is not the place of complete fearlessness. And Prabhupada is making a very important point here, that the place of complete fearlessness is the spiritual world. That is the place in which one never comes back to this material world unless so ordered by the Lord or requested by the Lord. But generally speaking, that's called the eternal sphere, where everyone spends eternity lovingly serving the Supreme Lord with all their heart and with all their soul. So as mentioned before, so yet even on these planets, no one is immune to death. So the only place that we can find immunity to death is in the spiritual world. And how do we get to the spiritual world? Well, Prabhupada, and just about every lecture, mentions how we do that. The way to get back to the spiritual world is to please the Supreme Lord, and pleasing him with the desire to serve him in totality, surrender him to him in totality, give everything, one's body, one's mind, one's feelings, one's intelligence, give everything and all of one's material items that one has collected over the period of time. So when a devotee comes to the position or the point of clearly not only recognizing but feeling that everything he has, his body, as I said, his mind, his intelligence, his home, his car, his airplane, his position, his medals, his position in the material world, everything comes from Krishna. And as soon as we forget that and think that I am the doer, it's due to my ability, my incredible talents. As soon as we begin thinking of that, we are falling deeper and deeper into Maya. Because nothing is done by us. It's done by the mercy of Krishna. And then we find ourselves either with more energy, sometimes with more ability, sometimes with more understanding, sometimes with more love. Krishna is giving us his grace according to how he sees our devotional service in terms of its purity, its dedication, its sincerity, its seriousness. So when the Lord sees that, he then graces us. That word grace means you get something that you haven't paid for. A grace means it's like getting a birthday gift on a day that's not your birthday. Really. Because what has happened is that the Lord doesn't forget our attempts to try and please him and serve him in every way. In fact, he feels so obliged to us that he makes sure that we get what we need to facilitate us on the path, on the road to Godhead. It is hard to even imagine the degree of grace and kindness and mercy and sweetness that the Lord is giving us in order to facilitate us, to help us. Sometimes we forget that. And when we forget that, we actually become very careless in our devotional service. The more we remember Krishna, the more we remember the wonderful graces that Krishna gives us, the more Krishna is pleased, because that cements the relationship that we have, our heart and Krishna's heart. He wants relationship. He doesn't want us to simply take things in such a way that we think we're all in all. It's because of me, because I'm great, I'm wonderful, I was born with good parents, No, that's not it at all. We have nothing. Right now as I'm speaking, somebody is falling down on the ground saying, "Oh, my heart, save me," right now. Somewhere in the world, somebody is doing that. Because he thinks that he's the all in all. And generally speaking, when a person does fall down like that, what is he saying? "Oh, God, help." This is the biggest atheist will even say, because he has no other another means by which to assist and help him. Something very extraordinary is necessary at that point. So we have this important point here, which is that only in the spiritual world can we become totally fearless. Now, why would we be fearless in the spiritual world and not here? Well, you could be fearless here too. Srila Prabhupada was fearless because he was completely advanced in understanding and in spirituality and in consciousness of a higher level. It doesn't mean that these things, deathlessness, fearlessness, and freedom from old age, these are the spiritual world ingredients, so to speak. But a person, even in this world, if he is highly Krishna conscious, can also be fearless. Srila Prabhupada was not afraid. And many devotees I know who advanced very far, they're not afraid. If they're threatened, they're just very peaceful. They're ready for it. They know that death can come at any moment. They have that consciousness. So deathlessness means that you're ready for death and you're not afraid of it because you know you don't die. You know you are eternal, as it says here. It's only when you have the consciousness that you don't die, that you are not the body, and therefore if you're not the body, then you don't die. The body dies. So that is a consciousness. And the general public is always thinking, I am the body. I am my thoughts. I am my feelings. And therefore, they're always in a state of anxiety, uncertainty, doubt. And why? Because there is always a threat all the time. When it rains, there can be a threat. When you're on the freeway, there's a threat because you can be smashed at any given moment, especially if you're driving a motorcycle. It's really risky. So whenever there is a threat to the body or to the mind, you can't remember something and there's a threat there, or somebody says something which offends you, insults you. So you're throttled, you're shaken. Because we want to live forever. And why do we want to live forever? Because we are forever. The reality is that is our intuition, that we are forever. But because we have identified ourselves with the physical body, we don't think that we are forever. We think that we are only for the time of this life. And that's why these books are so important, our books, so that people know that they are not for just one life, but they have been coming life after life after life. And the reason for that is they have become so attached to the different material pleasures of the world, statuses, how high I am, how great I am, how glorified. We are attached to those things which give us a false sense of security. You may think, you know, you're the CEO of General Motors. And while you are that, you're thinking you're great, you're wonderful, you're glorious. And then you get a heart attack and you know you're on the way out. And what have you got to replace? Just sorrow, frustration, misery, doubt. They don't know where they're going. They're not sure. It's fearful. And that's why we need to go back home, back to Godhead, or have that consciousness of back to Godhead consciousness. Which means I know I'm not the body. So what difference does it make if this? I've lost so many bodies. What difference does it make? The important point is that the body is not me, and it's being used as a loving for a loving service to the Lord. And we're trying our best to give pleasure, to give satisfaction to the Supreme Lord, and not asking for anything in return. We do it. The only thing we want in return is to develop more love for Krishna than we presently have. And our feeling is that I'm not giving enough, and therefore we pray for more. That's a good thing to pray for. Help me to love you more, Lord. Help me to sacrifice more to you, Lord. Help me to give more of myself to you. Help me to become smarter in this matter so that I can fully please you. So these are very, very important points. A person who is in this material, who's a devotee and who's become a pure devotee, is very, very fortunate. And the reason he is so fortunate is that he doesn't have the worries. He doesn't have the difficulties, the miseries, miseries of one's own body and mind, miseries which come from other living beings, miseries which come from the demigods. All these miseries are there. But a devotee who's completely attached to Krishna, completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, always thinking of Krishna, even when he walks in the street, he's humming Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's not that I come here and I chant Hare Krishna and that's it. And then now I just get back to my worldly thinking. No, that's not it. That's not what Prabhupada wanted of us. So if we chant more and more and get into the habit of it, once you're in the habit, you can't stop it. Especially when it gives transcendental bliss. But that's not our purpose in chanting. Our chanting, of course, it's nice to have it, but it's given as a result of Krishna's observation of our purity in our service. our dedication, our sincerity in our service. When he sees that, he's very eager, very happy, and very gladdened to help us, facilitate us, enable us to go back home, back to Godhead. So the value of this particular verse is that by staying in the material world, we are cheating ourselves of these wonderful qualities that are being mentioned, fearlessness and deathlessness, freedom from old age, diseases, etc. So you see persons when they hit 50 years old, 60 years, they're already stooped over. Why? Because this is their, let's just put it this way, karma. Okay, this is what they've earned. And that can be a whole lecture in itself, which I will not go into, except to say we should do everything possible to keep the body healthy, strong, vibrant, by proper diet, by proper exercise, taking walks, taking deep breathings, doing things that the body needs and can use and can function in a much better way than many people whom you see just walking and stooped over. Sometimes you may see me half the block up. I'm doing these exercises. I have a kind of a new program, at least an hour of chanting in the morning sun. Prabhupada recommended that very highly. And then I do a bunch of yoga exercises. There's got a nice bar there. I can hold on so I don't flop over. So deep knee bends and bending my knees and doing Vastrika breathing, like these kind of things. They're all very, very good for the lungs, and they, especially the morning. The morning is not as far, at least up in this part of the block, it's not as full of the gas fumes as you get, especially around the freeway or if you live right next to the freeway. So I think I've spoken enough, and I was just ordered to leave a little more room for questions or discussion, and I will do that now. So if I have said anything which requires more explanation or which you disagree with, please do so, and we can come to some reconciliation before we start punching each other in the nose. Okay. Yes, Bhrigupati, please. Can you come up over here? It would help me because I'll give you the mic, but it's to take the mic back and forth. Is that do we have an extra mic? If we do, that would be very, very wonderful. Whoa, great, great. Thanks so much.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, it works. Yeah, thank you very much. I really liked your class. I think you kind of touched upon a lot of the most important points in our philosophy. And there's one thing I did disagree with when you said
a little
about
louder for my
big ears. One thing I did did you hear the first part? I really liked your class. I think you kind of got a lot of the most important points in our philosophy. Really liked it. One thing I did disagree with when you said about the inhabitants of Mahaloka having to transfer to higher planets. I think that was referring to they have to transfer to Janaloka, Tapaloka, not the Vaikuntha planets. I think in
is that Mahaloka you're talking about?
Yeah,
right.
It's at one point the Prabhupada was saying, and you were talking about it, you commented upon it, that the inhabitants of Mahaloka have to transfer to still higher planets.
Yeah.
And I think it was referring to Janaloka, Tapaloka.
Yes, you're correct. That's correct. And I sort of remembered that a few moments after. That Mahaloka, there are four. There's the Mahaloka, and then there's the Janaloka, and then there's Tapaloka, Satyaloka, Brahmaloka. Yeah, so I had Mahaloka a little bit mixed up, but thank you very much. And they transferred one planet up, to go to Janaloka. And then, good. Yes, Prabhuji, you better come close because I'm very difficult.
In a purport, is explained how living being in spiritual world, they also have knowledge, eternity, and bliss, but in minor degree.
In which has
in spiritual world.
In spiritual world, yes.
It's explained in minor degree. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's explained how, manjaris, when they feel love between Radha and Krishna, they feel that love like millions times more than Radha Krishna together. So how we can put these two together?
What is the two? I heard the last
like,
part.
Manjari is the feel much more, like millions of times more pleasure to serving Radha Krishna than Radha Krishna are feeling same kind, you can say, pleasure in loving relationships. So Manjari, they feel much more pleasure to serving them.
Yes, they do feel
so
more.
How you can compare that statement with this one here then in spiritual world?
Well, how does it differ
to minor degree that they feel they have a bliss knowledge and eternity?
Are you asking that how does it differ the pleasure of this world from the spiritual world?
No.
So I don't understand
Chaitanya
what you're saying.
Charitamrita, it is explained how manjaris they're feeling much yes. like millions times more pleasure yeah. to serve Radha Krishna.
Yeah.
Okay. But in purport here is explained how
in
purport you can look in a purport of this verse is explained how living
can
being
you tell me what he's saying. He's saying foot sounds like football. Are you saying football? Because that wouldn't make sense. No, but you see.
Okay, one more time. So living being in a spiritual world.
Okay, let me excuse everybody because it's late now, and we can take this up between you and I, and we can put. No, no, let you. It's your question. You have to explain it. In where? Less degree, okay.
Less degree.
Yeah.
And Manjari in the spiritual world is explained they feel like millions times more pleasure serving Radha Krishna.
Yeah.